I've been on this guy. Well, he's my youth pastor, and I'm going to say something nice about him. But I've been on him for some years. I started here at the age of 6 and been going here about 16, 17 years. And pretty much I've learned a lot of things from him. I've watched him while I was in church growing up. That's how I learned how to play the drums. Became better than him, but I learned how to play the drums and everything. Don't tell him. But he's a phenomenal guy. He's an awesome youth leader. And I'm glad that he's my youth leader and the Upper Room youth leader, youth group youth leader also. So at this time, Brother Bacon, come and take over.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you came to have church tonight? Amen. I can say that most everybody here tonight came because you wanted to. Amen. Some came with expectations in their heart and in their mind and wanted God to do something special in somebody's life tonight. So good to see all of my friends from Jacksonville and Palestine. Brother Allen, Lord bless y'all. And then from Gunbarrel, what an awesome looking youth group. Amen. Sister Angela, Lord bless you. Good to see you. I haven't saw you in a couple years. Amen. If you don't know it or not, this is Brother Blake's fiance. Amen. So he's just about taken. Not yet. Just about. Hey. Once you say I do, then you're taken. But until that point, you're committed, but not taken. Amen. It's good to see everybody tonight. First of all, I'd like for everybody to stand. I've got a couple pictures that I want to show you guys. There was an accident in Colorado. I believe it was last night. There's the young man that instigated all of it. He was the shooter. If I get my story right, he walked into a theater last night and started shooting a whole bunch of people. Next one. Of course, once you lose a loved one, it's always hard. As you view these pictures right here, I want you to think about these families and think that if it was your family, if it was your situation, if it was your loved one, wouldn't you want somebody to pray? Wouldn't you want somebody to pray that God would comfort you and give you love and give you understanding and give you strength to make it through your losses? I don't know about you, but I have lost several loved ones in my life. And during that time, I wanted somebody special. I wanted anybody to pray that God would give me strength. So at this time, I think it is very appropriate for us to pray for all these people who are involved in this in several states away. But we have a big God that can reach several states away. And He can heal their hearts and He can show them understanding and give them blessings. So would you come together with me tonight and let's go before the throne room and ask God to touch these families. God, we ask you in Jesus' name. God, you see the broken hearts, Lord God. You see the hurting minds, Lord Jesus. The hearts, God, that are asking, why did this happen? God, I ask you that right now that you would show down comfort, Lord God, that you would show your love, that you would give them understanding, Lord God, and help them through their time of loss. In Jesus' name, God, you are the great comforter, Lord Jesus. God, I ask you that you would touch us tonight, Lord God. Touch these young people, Lord God. Touch the parents. In Jesus' name, God, you see who it affects, God, and I ask you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, I ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would touch them tonight, Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you for doing that with me. I appreciate that. If you'll go to Daniel chapter 2, and verse 48. Brother Neil, good to have you here tonight. Amen. I love Brother Neil and appreciate him. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 48, verse 49. Amen. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. And that last part right there, we're going to hold on to it, and we're going to keep it for later, okay? But Daniel sat in the king's gate, the gate of the king. Tonight, I want to talk about you are in this world, but you are not of this world. If you'll go with me, let's pray and let's ask God to have his way. In Jesus' name, we ask you right now, Heavenly Father, God, to anoint us tonight, Lord God, to anoint our minds and our ears, Lord God. I ask you, Jesus, God, to give me the anointing, Lord God. You have given me this message, and I ask you in Jesus' name, God, that you would let it go forth. In the name of Jesus, God, let somebody's heart and their life be changed here tonight, Jesus. And everybody said amen. If you will, turn around and give somebody a high five or a handshake and tell them how good it is to see them in the house of the Lord. Lord bless you. You may be seated. We go through life learning all types of things, trying to get smarter and trying to be in this world. But we can never get to a point that we want to become part of this world. There are things in this world, young people, that will tear you up, that will eat you up. Satan is out to get us. If you don't believe me, read the Bible. The Bible says that Satan is out to kill us, he's out to steal from us, and he's out to destroy us. So we cannot let ourselves get accustomed to the things of this world. You have to be careful. You have to be careful. The Word of God says that we are to separate ourselves from these things in the world. This world is going to come at you with everything it can to try to get you to fall. If you'll show the picture, please. It'll come at you with alcohol. There are people here tonight that used to be addicted to alcohol. People that had bondage on their life, that they could not go a moment without having alcohol in their body. You may not have a problem with that tonight. But I'm telling you, if you get yourself in a bad situation, you'll find out real quick how sneaky and how sly Satan is. The Bible calls him a sly old fox. He is very sneaky. He's very sneaky. The next one, name brand items. Half these items on here, I have no idea what they are, who they are. But evidently, they're important to this world. I'm not saying that if you are wearing these things that you are part of the world, but you have to be careful. You have to be careful what you allow in your life. You have to be careful what you allow to get a hold of your life. There are things in your home. There are things around you that can destroy you. They can buckle you and they can make you fall. The next one is money. We all love money. It's a big old roll too. A bunch of hundreds. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. So it's okay to have a little bit of money, but it's the love of it. I got to have it. I got to have money. I got to have stuff. I got to have stuff. Our pastor is always talking about having too much stuff in your life. Too much stuff, you have to be careful. The next one. This was a good one here. Gossip. People out in the world, they will gossip about you. People in the church, Lord forbid, they will gossip about you. We cannot allow ourselves, Brother Neil, to be conformed to these things. We cannot allow Satan to mold us into this. The next one is lust. Lust is one that you got to be very careful with. Very careful with. I'm not going to go into all the details on lust. Hopefully your pastor and your youth pastor and your parents have talked to you about the lust of the flesh. Amen? If you're not careful, it will destroy you. The next one is lying. Lying. Lying will get a hold of you and it will destroy you. The next one. The world will come at you with magazines. Have y'all been to Walmart lately? When you walk up in the checkup, what do you see on each side? A whole bunch of magazines. All these, you know, ads and stuff about just everything in this world. We are not a part of this world, young people. We may be in this world, but we are not a part of this world. And the sooner that we realize that, the better off that we will be. Amen. The next one. I want everything. I want everything. How many of you are like that tonight? Don't raise your hand. But there are some of us and some people in this world that's all they want. They want everything. If they had everything, they would be just fine. They would be just happy. We've all heard the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Daniel chapter 3 and verse 1, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 80 cubits and the breadth therefore 6 cubits, and he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. You are like 80 cubits and 6, what? What is that? 90 feet tall. Think about it. 90 feet tall. Some of y'all don't even know how tall y'all are. I'm about 6'1", maybe 6'2". 90 feet tall. This idol. And it was 9 feet across. This thing was huge. King Nebuchadnezzar, though, he was a bad man. If I've read anything about him, but he's just an evil man, conniving. He just wants everything his way. So he decided to make this image of gold. And there were these three Jews named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that were part of his kingdom. They worked in his kingdom. But when it came time to bow, we all know that they chose not to do that because they had a God. They didn't need no image, 90 foot tall, 9 foot wide, that they could serve, because they already knew that they served the one and the true and the living and the mighty God. That's who we serve tonight. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Idols in your life. You can let little bitty things become an idol to you. You can let little bitty things become your God. Little bitty things. Like love, lust, all these things that we've shown here tonight. If you're not careful, you can allow these things to grip your heart. I'm telling you, young people, I've been there and I have experienced it and I have already done that. But now I'm on the other side and I'm trying to warn you tonight, you better be careful, because Satan is coming after you. If he can kill you, and if he can destroy your spiritual walk with him, if he can just, you know, kill your spiritual walk, you are the generation of the church. You are the next church. You are the church. Amen? Each and every one of us here tonight, like I said earlier, we are here because we want to be here. But if Satan had his opportunity, it's his job to kill us and to destroy us. Nebuchadnezzar had passed that law that when all the people were out there, he brought everybody from every part of the kingdom, and said, okay, when the music starts, when the music goes, then everybody has to bow. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were like, no, I don't think we're going to do that. So they did not do that. And they were criticized. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 8. Wherefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They said, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, I don't know if you see him or not, but you see those three guys out there? They're not bowing. They're not bowing. I'm telling you, people are going to come at you, and they're going to accuse you of things. They're going to try to persecute you of things. When you're living for God, you're doing what is right. You're doing what is right. I'm telling you, Satan is going to try to come after you, and he'll use anybody to do it. He'll use anybody to do it. Anyway, they were king. You see these three guys out here? He says, who's that? Who's that out there? You bring them to me. Bring them, God, to me. And when they walked up, he noticed that it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, part of his kingdom. But he had made that law that whoever didn't bow was getting thrown into the furnace. We all know the story. When it came time, they were in the furnace. Who was in there with them? Jesus Christ was in there with them. Jesus Christ was in there with them. He is going to be with you no matter what you go through in your life. No matter if you're going through the pit of hell that you feel like in your life, that you're at your lowest point, God is going to be there. He's always going to have your back, young people. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. He is always going to be there. The king said that there's four people in there. Didn't we throw three in there? But the other one, it looks like the Son of God. It looks like the Son of God. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 20, and he commanded the most mighty men to bind them up. Right before he threw them in there, he got the most mighty men out of his army to get Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and bind them up and throw them into the fire. Bible says the most mighty men. Satan's going to come at you with the most mightiest things, and he is going to try to destroy you. But right before they threw him in there, what happened? It was so hot that those guys died. My God shall supply all of your needs. All of your needs. Not just a couple of them, not just a few of them, but he shall supply all of our needs. In the midst of the furnace being seven times hotter, in the midst of all the chaos that was going on, God was there with them. He was with them. They were persecuted because of their standards. They were persecuted because of their Savior. They were persecuted because of what they stood for. We have to stand for something tonight, young people. We have to stand for something tonight. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. School is fixing to be starting here in August. You need to make sure that your spirit and your soul is strong. You need to make sure that your walk with God is strong. Make sure that your relationship with God is strong. Make sure it's strong. We will be persecuted today. We are being persecuted today. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, there wasn't anything on them. Not hair, clothes. You couldn't even smell that they had even been in the fire. What kind of God is that? That's an awesome God. That's a powerful God. That is a mighty God. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome tonight. And if our God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us tonight? I thank you, Jesus. Also notice how Daniel's name is mentioned in this story. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 49. At the bottom it says, but Daniel sat in the gate of the kingdom. This is the same Daniel that had his problems in the lion's den. He had his time of persecution. But at this time right here, it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were going through their times. A couple of chapters later, Daniel went through his time. There's going to be times in your life where you go through things that somebody else is not going through. And you're going to wonder, well, why am I going through this and this person ain't going through this? Why am I the only one that's feeling like this? Why is everybody else smiling and having a good time? But yet, I'm going through a battle. The Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. So just because you're going through something right now, doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It just means that you're just going through something. The Bible says that God has come to give us life and life more abundantly. What is life? It's a roller coaster of emotions, right? God has come to give us more abundantly. We're going to have more of those times where we go through trials and tribulations. And then our friends are over here having a good time, laughing and smiling and cutting up. And you're thinking, man, why? God, why? Why is this happening? But Daniel went through his time. And what did he do? He didn't care if there was a law about, you know, about no praying to some other god. He knew who his God was. No matter what everybody else stood for, he knew what was right. No matter what our government is doing right now, all this Obamacare and all this stuff, the government, you can't trust them. You can't put your faith and your trust in the government. But you can put your faith and your trust in my God, in Jesus Christ, because he will take you out of whatever situation that you're in. He will be with you in that situation. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were talking to the king, and they said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto the king that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up in front of us. We need to get the mindset, young people, no matter what happens in life, no matter what we go through, no matter what somebody else puts up in front of us, that we're not going to fall. We're not going to break, but we're always going to push forward. Hallelujah. We're going to push forward. You have got to stand for something. In this life, you have got to stand for Jesus Christ. There is no other way. Like I said earlier, I've been there. I've done that. I've tried it without God. It doesn't work. Brother Neil, he's tried it without God. Does it work? Brother Allen, you tried it without God? Does it work? Brother Blake, you tried it without God? Does it work? Brother Corey, have you tried it without God? Does it work? We can all say here tonight, you know what, Brother Bacon? It does not work, because we have to have Jesus Christ in our life. We have to have him a part of our life. We have to have him the center of our life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm all over the place tonight. Forgive me. Hallelujah. Tonight, if you're going through a battle, if you're going through a situation in your life, if you're going through one of those low times, God is here for you. God is here for you tonight. A lot of you here, I don't know your home life. I don't know what you're going through in your life. I don't know your parents. If you have parents, if you live with your grandparents, whatever's going on, I don't know. Your youth leader might not know. Your youth pastor might not know. Your brothers and sisters might not know. But God knows. God sees everything. Did you know that you are so important to God that he knows how many hairs are in your head? He knows how many hairs are in my head. Just to think about that God just loves me that much. I love my wife so much, but I'm not going to sit there and count every strand of hair in her head. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. But God knows. Sister Angela, you have like all that. It's awesome. God knows how many's there. Brother Neil, God knows how many's there. Amen. Tonight in our life, we are in this world, But we don't have to be of this world. We may live this life. We may go to school here. We may go to work here. We may get promotions here in this life. But we cannot let it affect our lives like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. They were a part of that kingdom. They worked in the kingdom. They had a little bit of responsibility in that kingdom. But when it came time, what did they do? They didn't fall. They stood for something. That's what we have to do in our life tonight. If you will, stand with me, please. Hallelujah. No, this is not a shouting service. You know, everybody's running around speaking in tongues. But I think it's something that we should all think about in our lives, is that we have to be in this life. We have to be in this world. But we don't have to be of it. We don't have to fall after whatever the world does. Because like I was saying a while ago, the world is going to change. Just because President Obama says it's right, doesn't make it right. Come on, somebody. Just because our government says that it's okay to do this, and we know otherwise, what's the Bible say about that? To them that know it to do good and do it at night, it is a sin. They're trying to quieten the voice of the preacher. They're trying to quieten the voice of the church. You can't tell me that I'm sinning. You can't preach that. That's convicting. You're hurting my feelings. We didn't write the Word of God. Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ gave that Word. We can't take away from it. I think it would be good tonight that if all of us would try to gather around the front area here and just take a couple of minutes and just try to make sure that you are where you should be with God. Make sure that your life is where it should be with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, God, that you would open up somebody's mind tonight, Lord God. Open up their eyes, Lord God. Let them receive what you have for them tonight, Jesus. I ask you in Jesus' name, God, that you would have your way in this service, God. God, change a life tonight, Jesus. God, you see what they're going through, Lord God. You see their trials, God. You see their battles. Hallelujah, Jesus. I ask you right now, God, to move your spirit in this auditorium, Lord God, in this sanctuary, Lord God, in this building. I'd have your way right now, Jesus, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it, and it's all about you. You search much deeper.
You know, young people, there are questions of, what if Daniel was there when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were going through what they went through? Why wasn't Daniel in the same situation? If you look back at Daniel chapter 2 and verse 49, it said, "But Daniel said and of the king." There's a lot of speculation that, well, Daniel was there, but he wasn't at that particular event. A lot of people are saying that, well, Daniel was there, but he was exempt because he was right there, part of the king. I look at it like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had their opportunity. They had their chance. And then Daniel had his opportunity and his chance. They all passed. Your opportunity is coming. Your chance is coming to stand for God. And it's whether you fall or whether you stand that's going to make the difference in your life. That's why it's so important for us to read the Bible. All these great stories in the Bible. It encourages us to live for God. If those guys can do it in the Old Testament, when they didn't have the Holy Ghost working inside of them, brother, and we have Jesus' Spirit working inside of us, what greater things can we do? What greater things can we do? Hallelujah. I think we should pray before we are dismissed tonight. God, I thank you, Jesus, for your blessings tonight. God, I thank you for your presence. God, I ask you, Jesus, God, that you would anoint us, God, as we leave this place, Jesus. God, you see the lives of these young people, Lord God. One day their chance is coming, Lord God, to stand for you, Jesus. God, and I ask you, Lord God, that they have enough of the truth inside of them, Lord God, that no matter what comes their way, God, no matter what Satan throws at them, God, you're going to be there with them. You are going to protect them. You are going to guide them, Jesus. I ask you in Jesus' name, God, that you would send angels round about their lives, Jesus. Protect them, Lord God. Protect their mind, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I worship you tonight. I worship you tonight, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank everybody for coming tonight. Lord bless you. We have a youth rally coming up October the 19th. Brother Josh Thomas is supposed to be here preaching with us. And then after that, we're going to go skating. I don't know if there was any confusion with that we were going to go skating tonight, but we're not. So if you came expecting to go skating tonight, I'm sorry, but that's October the 19th. But please make plans to be with us October the 19th. We're going to have an awesome time. If you've ever heard Brother Josh Thomas preach, he preaches with anointing. He's awesome. He's about this tall. He's real small, but he's a dynamite. He loves God. Amen. With all of his heart. Lord bless you tonight. Greet somebody. Shake their hands. Give a big smile. Lord bless you. Thank you.
about 3:30 and turn on all the air.
Something I could not feel.